Hi, I'm Lucy Delahay from the Gamblers Help Southern program at Connect Health and Community. I'm here today with Angela Ireland from the Family Drug and Gambling Help Service at SHARC. Angela, I understand you've been working in the area of addiction for a number of years. Can you tell us a bit about your experience?
Yes, Lucy, I've been working with families. Our service, Family Drug and Gambling Help at SHARC, works with family members who are impacted by a loved one's addiction. And when we started, heroin had reared its ugly head and there was the heroin toll in the paper every day. And we thought that was the worst possible thing that had ever happened. Sadly, since then, we've had so many other drugs that have impacted on the community, and I'm sure you've heard about them in the newspapers and all over the place, and you've seen people impacted. However, you know, ICE, I thought, which was the last one we were working with, was terrible, and the impact on the brain and the impact on relationships was so devastating, but nothing prepared me for the impact of gambling on families.
Okay, that's interesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about how gambling's impacting the local community?
Yes, just on the Mornington Peninsula alone, $230,000 to $377 is spent every day on pokies, which is extraordinary, and $83,357,000 spent on pokies that year, in the past year. There's 17 venues with pokies and there's 825 pokie machines in the Mornington Peninsula. That's 6.2 pokies per 1,000 adults. And it has the 10th highest expenditure on pokies in Victoria. And so I think that's really quite significant for such a small community of people.
So what do you recommend for families that are experiencing the negative impacts of gambling?
Well, this is one of the reasons, Lucy, why we've decided to do this program called Airwaves across the state. We're starting off in Mornington because it's so sad, the fact that gambling impacts on people when people don't even know it. You might understand if someone's having too much to drink, you're very quick to see it. The evidence is there. Or if someone's under the influence of another substance, you can tell by their behaviour. But you could be sitting around the dining room table with family and friends and, you know, your partner could be gambling the mortgage away on your house, on his phone, his iPad. Or, you know, your son's leaning over, watching, saying, put a bet on this, Dad, on some app. All of these things are so easy to use and they're so daily. People are using them daily and no one thinks about it. Different to someone having a joint in public, of course everyone can tell, or having too much to drink. So, you know, and the impact on kids is horrendous. You know, the exposure of kids to gambling ads on TV. I don't know if anyone's watched the football lately. I used to watch the football and now it's watching the football ads. There are 374 gambling ads free to air a day in Australia. 374 ads for gambling. So what it's doing, it's brainwashing our young kids to think gambling is normal. We developed a website for gambling recently and the five IT people, young students that came along, they didn't think gambling on their phone, using the apps for sports betting, was gambling. They just didn't put the two together, yet they're university students. I mean, because it's been normalised, people are doing it everywhere. It's everywhere you look. The ads are on television, the ads are everywhere, and people just think it's the norm, so there can't be anything wrong with it, and it's nothing that, you know, that you should be worried about. That's the real crunch, the problem.
Okay, thank you for that. And look, if anybody would like to talk, if they're concerned about their gambling or friend or loved one, you can contact Gamblers Help Southern on 9575 5353. Our counsellors will provide a free and confidential service.
That's excellent, Lucy, and that's one of the things we've found going into the community, that families are too ashamed. There's a lot of stigma. And people say to me, and so many times, I can't tell you how many times, why didn't I think of doing something? I was too scared to do something. I didn't know what to do because everyone gambles. And all I could think of is, what's wrong with us? Why can't we do it? And when I realised it was too late and we'd lost our house, our marriage had broken up, and the impact on the children has been horrendous because I had to go and live with Mum, who lived a long way away, so the children had to go to different schools. And one of my daughters refused to go to school. She was so distressed. So she's now seeing a doctor for depression and anxiety. And this is, you know, 2 years ago when all of this happened. But no one ever talked about dealing with it as a family because they thought that wasn't an issue for families. But the actual impact on us has been horrendous. And then I was talking at a Probus recently, and a woman came up and she said, I wish we had have had this conversation, this presentation years ago, because she said, my daughter died last year. She suicided. She had lost a child in a car accident 2 years prior, and her way of managing and dealing with it was going to the pokies every day. Mm. And then in the end, she used to drive the kids to school, and she would go by via the pokies, and the pokies would ring her husband to say, she's there, the kids are still in the car. And it got to such a stage, she would just zone out. She treated her grief by zoning out. That was something that she did. Mm. However, when it became too much at the end, sadly, she committed suicide. So now there's two other children, a husband, a mother, a grandmother. All of these other people are impacted by the gambling harm that occurred, where no one actually thought it was a harm because they thought how good it was that she was actually had something to do to deal with her grief. Mm. And this is what we find, that a lot of people, families, when we finally get them, it's usually at the end when everything is too late.
Yep.
And what we're trying to do here, Lucy, as you know, with our radio waves, with our airwaves program and our function we're going to have next year at Mornington, is to raise awareness about getting support and the impact on other members in the community, that by reaching out, offering help if you see someone getting lost in gambling or isolating themselves, and saying, trying to encourage them to come on to something else, to do something else. Because the Shire of Mornington has so many wonderful activities that you can do. And all we want to do with these programs is raise awareness, and we're working together with Gamblers Help and Shark and the council,
the Shire,
we're all working together to raise awareness about this issue, so that people will say, hang on, I will reach out and get that help I need, or I'll find out what we can do, and not leave it till it gets to the end stage when it's really very harmful. Mm. So what we're asking now today is to look around, talk about it, and don't wait until it's too late to get the support and help you need. What's the number, Lucy?
Yeah, thank you so much, Angela. I think it's so important that we have these conversations and continue to talk about this really important topic in the community, because as you said, it does affect people. It's not just the financial loss. It's really important to acknowledge the other harms from gambling. So again, if somebody does want to seek help, they can contact Gamblers Help Southern on 9575 5353. Thanks so much.
And I'll just say, Lucy, in one last thing, children exposed and watching their parents gamble also pick up that as a habit, that's the norm. And so looking around at the things you're doing with your family, and see in the 12 days leading up to Christmas, because there's just 12 days to Christmas. Funny that we say that's a song, wasn't it? And treat yourself to something else. Look for something else you can do. Invest in you. Do something together and with someone other than gambling, of course, and something pleasurable for yourself. And know your supports, like we've given you today. Catch up with a good friend or family. And breathing, three on the fourth day, breathing, opening up a pack of shopping for groceries, cleaning up, breathe and go out for a walk. It's a good deed for someone to do something for someone else. Yeah. So that's another.
It's a fantastic message at this time of year.
Exactly.
Because as we know, there are people in our community that do feel lonely and isolated at Christmas. So if we can, look out for our friends and family and neighbours, that's a great message.
And smile at someone who looks a little down. It can change your whole day and yours.
Fantastic. Okay. Thanks very much, Angela.
Okay, thanks, Lucy.